Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone doing this evening, and how are the children? How does the African feel? Is he feeling well? Thank you so much for joining me. I'm your host this evening. I am your emperor, the one you need. I am your advisor, the one you want, and I'm your advocate, the one you also need. I'd like to welcome you to another day in the Care to Read room. My name is Omiyinka 7, Zan Nu, and I'd like to welcome you newcomers as well as some of my old friends. Habari Ghani, what's up? We're still in the month of February celebrating and acknowledging Black History Month. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Friday. I want to welcome you to another day in Friday. I was gone the last 2 days. I'm sorry you missed me. Don't cry about it. I'm here. For those of you who just couldn't wait for me to get back, I'd like to welcome you once again. I'd like to read you the Black Family Pledge. We haven't read that in a while. For some of you who have never heard it, this is a pledge by Maya Angelou, the Black Family Pledge. Because we have forgotten our ancestors, our children no longer give us honor. Because we have lost the path our ancestors cleared, kneeling and perilous undergrowth. Our children cannot hear us crying because we have abandoned our wisdom of mothering and fathering. Our befuddled children give birth to children they neither want nor understand. Because we have forgotten how to love the adversity within our gates and hold up the mirror of the world shouting, regard the loveliest. Therefore, we pledge today to bind ourselves to one another, to embrace the lowliest and to keep company with our lowliest and to educate our illiterate, to feed our starving, to clothe our ragged, and to do all good things, knowing that we are more than keepers of our brothers and sisters. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, we are our brothers and sisters. And in honoring of those who toil and employ with God's golden tongue, and gratitude to the same God who brought us out of the hopeless desolation, we make this pledge here and now, saying that we are each other's keepers. Ladies and gentlemen, why don't you stand with me as I do the African pledge? And this is to acknowledge our flag and our African pledge. It's very important that we should do that. Haven't did that in a while. Here's to this flag of mine. The red, black, and green, hopes to its future bright Africa has seen. Here's to the red of it, great nations shall know of it in time to come. Red blood shall flow of it, historians shall write of it, great flag of mine. Here's to the black of it, 400 years, a million back of it, whose destinies depend on it, the red, black, and green of it. Old flag of mine, here's to the green of it, young man shall dream of it, face shot and shelled of it, maiden shall sing of it, waving so high. Here's to the whole of it, colors brought and pole of it, pleased is my soul with it, irregardless of what is told of it. Now thanks to God just for giving it, this great flag of mine. And we give a pledge and a united shout to the UNIA for writing this great flag. We'd like to thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to go right on over to our talking cure room, and we're going to do our libations, our traditional rituals, where we send out the signatures on the water. I like to pour libation first of all, I like to clean myself up. Let me make sure I do that. Let me do a purification. All right. I'd like to pour libations to Oludulamore and to Akamare, sending out the signatures on the water. I'd like to pour libations to the East and Isaiah Shea. I pour libations to the West and Isaiah Shea. I pour libations to the South and Isaiah Shea. And finally, I pour libations to the north. I like to light a candle for my mother, Clara Jenkins, and I say Ashe. I like to light a candle for my father's spirit, and I say Ashe. I like to pour a glass of water for my mother's spirit, and I say, Ashe. Pour a glass of water for my father's spirit, Ashe. I like to send out these signatures on the water to our ancestors, Clara Mae Jenkins, Robert Jenkins. I call on the name of Essely Pope, Tommy Pete Harvey, Mary Lou Hawkins, Michelle Harvey, Michael Harvey, Eugene Lilly, George Lilly, Sam Lilly. I call out those names and ask our ancestors to reconnect with us and to come back to the greater circle. I like to call out the names of Sheikh S. Diop, Martin Luther King, Dr. Martin Luther King, and Sweet Coretta King. I like to call out the name of Dr. Carruthers, Zora Neale Hurston, Nina Simone. As they come back, ladies and gentlemen, allow them to permeate the room and allow them to be a part of the greater circle. And it's my prayer that everyone that is present here today will begin to open up and remember when there was a time when our ancestors were with us and that they would fellowship with us. And we know that they're the closest thing to God. And it is up to the living for us to stay in touch with the dead. And we say, Ashe, Ashe. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome you to another segment. Our guest will not be here this week. One has canceled, and we're waiting for, we will have a guest next Wednesday. There'll be two queens here next week. And the gentleman that was going to be talking to us is a real estate man, and hopefully he'll call in today. If not, we'll just go on without him. And he was going to be speaking on behalf of the black men in the community. And even though our billboard talks about our queens are scheduled to be here next Wednesday. Now, I'd like to just do a brief discussion about why we've designated queens and the kings and the priestesses and priests. We have to understand we're a royal nation, and because we are a royal nation, we have to make sure that we acknowledge our heads of officials. Now, our chat rooms are open, as well as our phone lines are open for you to call at 646-478-0270. You may call in. Those phone lines are open, and you can call with your request or call in with your comments. Ladies and gentlemen, our chat room is now open, and the flash is going up. And Priestess Omiyinka Zanu is hosting that room, so if you'd like to go in, she's sitting in there with her crown on. Go right ahead. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this whole month has been hollowed out for Black History Month, and that is because we want to acknowledge the heroes and heroes in our race. We also want to acknowledge Iwapelu, good character and good conduct, and some of the things that we can be doing for Black History Month. One of the things we want to do is do a lot of singing, acknowledging our ancestors and acknowledging when they once walked this earth. And we have talked about a lot of things, and we also want to know that we have a National Black Anthem. And some of you know that during National Black History Month, we always sing the National Black Anthem, and we're going to stand to our feet and sing Lift Every Voice and Sing. I hope I got my voice back. Lift every voice and sing till earth and heaven ring, ring with a of liberty. Let our rejoicing rise high as the listening sky. Let every sound loud as a roaring sea sing a song full of the faith that the dark path has taught us. Sing a song full of the hope that the present has brought. facing the rising sun of a new day begun. Let us march on till victory is won. Stony the road we trod, bitter the chastening rod, felt on the days when hope unborn had died, yet with us come to the place for which our Father's sign. We have come over a way that with tears and water we have come, treading our path through the blood and the flood. Out of our gloomy past, till now we stand at last, where with the gleam of a bright star is cast, God of our weary years, God of our silent tears, thou who hast brought us thus far on our way, thou who is in the night, let us into the light, keep us forever the part we pray, lest our feet fall from the places, our God, where we met thee, lest our hearts drunk with the wine of the world, we forget thee. Shadow beneath may we forever stand true to our God, true to our native land. Ladies and gentlemen, you have now heard our national black anthem. Whenever that song is sang, you stand to your feet with your fists in the air, saying, Harambe, Harambe, Harambe. And we give credit to our African flag, and we acknowledge it for Black History Month. We want you to know that this is the month and time that we acknowledge the queens in the world, and not just Queen Latifah, but those queens that have been insignificant in the media, but we want to acknowledge them. If you are a queen and you know you are, why don't you call into this room and acknowledge that you're a prince, queen, that you're a priest, or a queen. We're talking about the importance of queens today. Now, initially, we were going to hollow this space out for the men, but we're going to reschedule the men because our guest was not able to show up today. We have two women coming next week. Black History Month, what does it mean for the queens in the community? What must they do? The queens in the community must come out. They must reveal themselves. That is one of the reasons why I had to hollow out a space for my name, Priestesses. I have been going without a covering, and I know how dangerous it could be. So I decided to embrace you with the covering of priestesses so that I would have a covering. A covering is a good thing. A good name is more treasurable than gold. Now, for those of you who are priests and priestesses, I'd like for you priests to call in and priests, because we want to talk about our role in the community. And one of our roles in the community is to take leadership and to take charge. And to all those who wonder why we want to be a chief and not an Indian, just check the history books. There's no real mystery. Priests and priestesses are like doctors to the community. We aid the community. We know the pulse of the people. And we have interest in the cares of the world. It is our job to act as the clones in the community. As we act as clones, we act as healers. The majority of us priestesses and priests are healers. We have power of giving life and death in our tongue, as so as well in our hands. Most of the priests that I have met, they're gifted with the ability of healing. And not necessarily that they can heal you. Their words and there are also cantations that they can recite that would give you the power and authority to lift yourself from the state. So you heal yourself. No one else heals you. The person that is subscribing to helping you is lifting you and giving you energy to heal yourself. But it's very important that priests have to make themselves available to the community, to all that would be sick and have need of a physician. Now, priests also have to be able to clairvoyantly look into the lives of others and to speak truth into those people's lives and to give them not a word of advice, but to give them some cautioning and direction and caution them to get into a position where they can begin to make changes in their life. We all have issues in our life. We all have problems. And there's no one person that's going to be exempt from that. And if you've died and gone to heaven, then I want to know about it because I want you to take me there too. Just say, I'll take you there. I'll take you there. And take us with you, because as long as we're in this flesh and on this earth, we're going to have problems and we're going to have existences. And usually those problems come because they are notches in our life that help us climb over the rough side of a situation. So for the benefit of the people in the community, priests and priests are here to help us go through the rough side of a situation. If you're in need of a healer, a priest can provide you with information on herbs, on ability to get aromatherapy, and the ability to have touch in your life. More than anything, a sick person needs to be embraced. They need to be touched, and sometimes with a massage touch or an energy healing. It's very important that you know that the priestesses and priests are not like ordinary doctors. They don't use pharmaceutical drugs. What they use are natural healing. Sometimes Mother Earth intervenes, and Mother Earth can send you the vibration of a Reiki healing. Now, Reiki healing is something we're going to get into next month, and our whole mission is going to focus on Reiki healing and on the need for Reiki healing to be in the hospitals and in the areas that where people cannot get sick and can't get well, but in areas of the hospital to make it legitimate and a real calling and a real profession, because it does exist. And as we are talking here, we're going to send some airways of energy across the terminals right now. As a Reiki healer, I'm sending you Reiki energies right now. For those of you who want a point of contact, put your hand on the terminal and know that energy will vibrate itself to you. And as you are taught and trained more about Reiki healing, you'll understand that it belongs not only in the family room and the boardroom, but also in the homes of each and every one of us for immediate healing. So if you're sick and can't get well and you are overwhelmed with palsy, put your hand on the terminal and feel the vibration and claim your healing, because you truly can heal yourself. Now, what about substance, and what about food, and what about additives? All those things have to be addressed, and it's not possible to address all those things in this short sitting. But I do want you to know that the job of a priestess is also to settle the community. If there's a need in the community, the priestess should sense it, and she should be able to accommodate. Now, there are people that are lacking love. There are people that are disconnected from their loved ones who are full of grief. Priestess can also handle grief-stricken individuals to help them come back to their senses. Priestess can also do oracles reading to look into the lives of the people that are sick and find a solution for their problem. Now, for those of you who are still trying to find a solution to your problem, don't think that it's far off. Usually you have only need to do one thing, but look inside of yourself. So why don't you pause right now and take a moment of relaxation and meditating on nothing but the goodness of God and looking into yourself and spending more time with yourself. And as you spend more time with yourself, you have the solution. It's within you. All that you need is within you. Anything excess and on the outside is not a solution to your problem. It's usually on the inside. And with that note, I'd like to leave you with that note and say that tomorrow we will tune in again. Well, tomorrow is Saturday. I think I'm on the schedule. I'm not certain. But we'll tune in again. And we're going to be talking from the perspective of the priestess again. What can the priestess do for the community? Our chat rooms are open. You can come in and chat with me. And if you want to talk about something personal, we are there for you. We are here to assist you. And we must come out of our clever, hidden places and talk about who we are as priestess and what our jobs are. And we must reveal ourselves to the community. And we are available to you, and we make ourselves available to you. And as we get our drum roll wedding, we want you to know that we are going to present ourselves to you. And we are going to make ourselves available. Priestess has to understand we have gifts that we must share with ourselves. So why don't you come on out? If you like to share our gifts with me, if you like to find out how we can serve, we are the truth. Whatever you like, we are here to serve. And we know we can't do anything without the power of faith. It's the power of faith. It gives us
every day, from the moment I